Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Anyone who's listened to my podcasts or read my commentaries know that I have this real thing, some might even refer to it as a burr up some anatomically unmentionable part, about the need to understand what is normal for our animals before we can say anything intelligent about any problem. If we don't know what's normal, if all we focus on is the problem, then all we can focus on is treating the symptoms of the problem. We can't understand the cause. And because we're only treating the symptoms, if we're lucky, maybe that'll take care of it. But if not, the underlying cause and the physical or behavioral stress associated with it will just show up some other way. I'd often thought and hoped that this might be strictly an American problem, that we were the source of the problem-oriented approach, we were the source of the behavioristic view of training, and so this is something that we kept within our boundaries. I admit it was foolish, particularly now in this day of the internet and cable and instant messaging and everything else. My proof of this came in an article that appeared in the June 2009 edition of Anthrozoos. Anthrozoos is the multidisciplinary journal of the interactions of people and animals, one of my favorite journals, by the way. And this study came out of Australia with the somewhat intimidating name of Self-Reported Comprehension Ratings of Dog Behavior by Puppy Owners. And the study was conducted by Kevin J. Kurzweil at the University of Melbourne, Australia, and his colleagues. So this is a study coming out of Melbourne. What the researchers did was to give a pretty extensive questionnaire to 89 people who were enrolled in puppy training classes in various veterinary clinics in Australia. What they asked them to do was to describe anxious, friendly, sad, happy, and angry canine behavior. And they looked at this in terms of whether the people had ever owned a puppy before, whether they were male, whether they were female, what age they were in, etc. So they covered all the bases. There were some interesting conclusions here that I think have merit not only for dog owners, but for owners of all companion animals. There were three what I considered somewhat distressing findings in this study. The first was that most people missed all but the most glaring changes in body language in their pets that communicated an emotional state. The second was that they often misinterpreted these obvious body language expressions relative to what the dog was actually communicating. And for me, the most troubling, they considered themselves fairly to very knowledgeable about canine behavior. I would suspect that members of other species fall prey to this same type of human hubris, and it gets both the animals and their owners into trouble. People who own dogs are more likely to be bitten by dogs than people who don't. And most likely the reason for this is this false sense of knowing. Now, where does that come from? Well, let's face it, there is no shortage of training programs around. Often, training programs accomplished by very, very charismatic people. You can buy videos, you can buy DVDs, tons of books on training of different species. And so if you read these all, and if you take it all in, you could really convince yourself that you know a lot about behavior. And this probably explains why the most common emotion my clients express when they're bitten by their own dogs or when their own dogs bite somebody else. Isn't horror or fear or anger, it's betrayal. They thought they knew. They thought they understood their dog's behavior. They thought they understood their cat's behavior. But they didn't. They understood how to train their dog, how to train their cat. But they didn't know how their animals normally behaved, both as a species and as individuals in their unique environments. There's an old Sufi saying, "Spare me from those who know not, and know not that they know not." I can't help wondering how many pets worldwide fall asleep at night with that thought on their mind about us.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.